All right, motherfuckers, stay tuned for Default Radio on DDP Hack Radio.
Hello, and thank you for calling Default Radio's introduction line. Long distance toll charges may apply.
Please enter your security. You have no new messages. Message Tuesday, 11:51 p.m. Your callback number is 212-555-1212.
This is Decoder, and I'm taking a shit, and you're listening to Default Radio.
Alright, this is Default Radio. That's what you're listening to right now. I'm Decoder, joined here with my co-host,
Lucky 55,
and this other idiot, Doug, who's apparently our engineer. And I'd just like to say right off the bat, I just have to give this thing. We got breaking news out of the newsroom, is that I'm fucking really sick. I feel like I'm going to vomit, like, any second. It must have been some bad pussy that I ate or some shit, I don't know. But I'm real sick, but I'm doing the show anyway. You know why? Because we've got people out there that wanted to hear it. So I do it anyway, man. That's it, man. So when you hear me drop the phone and run off to the bathroom or something, you'll know what's up. So just expect that to happen. And then
call the Manhattan Police Department.
Do something. Who knows, man. But yeah, intro music. You heard Marilyn Manson, Irresponsible Hate Anthem. So yeah, props to him. Oh, man. But anyway, this is Default Radio, episode number
16
on March Friday, March 5th, of course, 2004. And this being the first Friday...
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, me too. This being the first Friday of the month, I'm sure that there's some people out there at their good old 2600 meeting, so you know.
Yeah.
Hanging out, chilling.
Definitely not. As
yeah, we're not there, you know. So.
I actually just woke up about an hour ago.
Well, that's because you're a bum. Lucky fucking gets, he loses his job, and then all of a sudden he's waking up at like 5 in the afternoon. It's like a fucking, it's a, there's something wrong with that, man. You know, when I was unemployed, I still got up fucking 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, did the old fucking calisthenics, put my running shoes on and took a jog around the... Yo, somebody's fucking calling me, man. Can you do the rest of the intro, man? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
It's called Star 70.
Right when I was going to interrupt the gutter. God damn. All right. Anyways, unemployment.
Fuck you, unemployed. I haven't got a job. You know what? I was listening to episode 649 because I found some of it.
I didn't want to talk about that yet, you fuck.
Hey, I'm talking about it now.
Anyway, well, I'm back. That was just some...
Well, it has to do about Lucky and his job, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, that was one of my lady friends, so... Anyway, I should have remembered to disable my call waiting. So, kids, if you ever need to do that, that's star 70 from your touch-tone phone and 1170 from your...
It's ironic. I'm getting a call there, Zach.
See?
It's my mommy. Hold on.
It's your mommy. Anyway, first things first. I wanted to fucking...
No, I was just about to cut you off because...
Oh, come on, man.
What do you mean when you were unemployed?
Dude.
Are you still unemployed?
No, right now I'm employed, but not at a job. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, first things first. This is, right now, episode 16, the premiere on DDP Hack Radio. So, of course, I want to give big shouts to Stank and to Voodoo Howe, who apparently set the whole thing up. So big shout to them, definitely. And,
also doesn't know who the hell Kirst is, but...
What?
Now he does. Oh, Voodoo Howe messaged me the other day asking who Kirst was and if I could vouch for him.
Well, Kirst got banned for something. I didn't see what he did, but apparently Kirst, who's been on our show, he was on episode, what was that, 12, where you were at the 2600 meeting in L.A.?
12.
Okay, yeah. He was on episode 12. He was also on... Episode 2.75, which was never released and probably never will be. You never know, though, if it's still around.
2.75?
Yeah, do you remember that? When it was you and Kirst and Natus and somebody else, White Sword. There was a whole bunch of people on that episode, but we never released it. I don't even remember why. But, yeah, Kirst apparently, I don't know what he posted because I got there late and I saw that it was edited. And he got banned from the BinRev forums. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why either, but... Anyway, so Voodoo Howe wanted me to vouch for him, and then after I vouched, he was like, you know what, come to think of it, I don't even know who you are. Well, that's just great.
Well, yeah.
You're asking people you don't know to vouch for other people that you don't know. Makes a lot of sense. Go out and vote in the polls that way, okay?
Shut up, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway.
Just because nobody likes you, Lucky.
Yeah, exactly. We all know you're like an elitist son of a bitch, but anyway. Kirst, he's been on the show once for a show that was released and once in an unreleased episode, you know, and yeah. I don't know, I didn't know if it was the same Kirst, because I don't know if Kirst also posts on the PLA, because I saw his name there as well.
Yeah, he's the only Kirst out there with that particular spelling. At least there hasn't been any wannabes yet.
Yeah.
Always a keeper.
Ah, oh, man, yeah.
That was me actually on the phones.
Shut the fuck up, Doug. Fucking wrong with you. But hey, like I said, to wrap that up, I don't know what was posted. I got there, I saw his name, and I saw it was edited. So, whatever, he was bad. For whatever reason, I don't know what he posted, what he asked. Who knows? I don't know if it was for asking something stupid, because I see, well, you know, I don't want to name names, but I see a lot of dumb shit going on all over the place, you know? But that's just such as Earth, I suppose. It's the way people are. Anyway.
A sheep.
Well, the sheeple. That's what I like to call them, the sheeple. But any fucking way, I'm sitting here fucking sick. I'm about to fucking vomit. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I turn my TV on, right? And get this. I know this isn't telecom related, but I don't care, man, because I'm sick. I do what I want. Fucking, they have this thing called TV on the Fox channel. Fucking, Test the Nation. And it's like some fucking televised, take an IQ test, right?
Okay.
Now, I don't know if this is like a legitimate IQ test. All I know is that it came on maybe like a year ago as well, because this is apparently the fourth one. I don't know how often it comes on. But the first time it came on, I was really interested. I was like, you know, this is pretty cool, like some sort of fucking interactive type of TV IQ test, you know. So I sat down, right? I fucking sat here. I got fucking psyched up, and I fucking took the thing. And I got one wrong out of, I think there were 50 questions or some shit. I got one wrong. And in my age group, I think that gave me like a 140 or something, 145, something like that. I don't even remember, to tell you the truth. All I know is I got fucking one wrong, and that was good enough for me. I don't care what the actual fucking number is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it again. Come on. I'm not taking it this time because I'm fucking sick. I don't want to move. I'm just looking at the questions they're asking. And this came to my mind. Like, is this, I don't know if they, are they dumbing it down or something for your average TV viewer?
Yeah, they don't want the average TV. Yeah, I mean, if all the TV viewers find out they're stupid, that's gonna not really want.
But then again, what if you were to make the show to just show all the average TV viewers that they're stupid, and that's the actual purpose of it?
Well,
what about that? Never looked at it like that, huh?
You're gonna have to run it on cable.
Well, yeah, this is on Fox. That's the closest to cable you can get without being cable. But fucking, this is what I really got bugged out about, man, was that they're, you know, they're talking as they're fucking doing this in between, like, the sections, you know what I'm saying, of little questions, different fucking categories of questions and et cetera, right? And they have the people are acting like the hardest ones are the logic, and not so much the math, but more so the logic questions. Now, let me tell you. These fucking logic questions, a monkey could have fucking figured it out. These things, the fucking things they were showing me, like they show you little diagrams and ask you, this is all just logic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this, I'm like, a monkey could fucking do this. This shit is pretty much the exact same thing as that little toy that kids play with where they have to fit the shaped blocks into the right hole, you know what I'm saying? That was the extent of the difficulty of these fucking questions. And you see these people say, oh, this is so hard, oh, the logic part I can never get. It's like, well, no shit, because you're the average random retard. So, of course, you can't put the right block in the right hole. It's like, well, this spherical one probably would go in this fucking weird trapezoidal-shaped fucking thing. You know, it's like, come on, man. That's what it looked like to me. That's what it fucking looked like. It was disturbing. Disturbing. You know what I'm saying? And stupid, like, stupid logic questions. Like, they would fucking list four animals, right, that have nothing to do with each other, and then give you a multiple choice for what the blank one was going to be. Well, if you look, the names of the animals were going in alphabetical order. So it would be like cat, fucking dog, fish, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, this is hard for you? It's like, what are you fucking missing here? They're like, I don't see the correlation between a cat and a fish. I'm not going to blah, 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 blah. I'm like, it's alphabetical order, you fucking moron. Or like from small to big, like mouse, dog, cow, elephant. You know, it's like, come on, man. I know this has nothing to do with telecom. Huh?
Chicken is the tuna of the land or some shit.
Oh, that Jessica Simpson bitch. Don't even get me started. Because number one, she's ugly. The bitch is fucking ugly.
Amen.
And look, you know what? People say, oh, well, she has a nice body. All right? Fuck that. She could stand to lose a few pounds, all right? That's all I got to say. For that fucking face, she needs to have a perfect fucking, better than perfect body for that fucking face, because I wouldn't want to wake up to look at that every morning. She's fucking ugly. She's got a fucking goddamn Brillo face, whatever you want to call it, and man.
I don't see she'd be an IQ test. She'd have an IQ of like
she's
one.
A fucking moron. She's an utter disgrace to fucking humans. Like, she's not a human. In my eyes, she's not part of this fucking species. She's a... I don't know what she is. There's probably eight.
Well, I know. I know, man. I was flipping through, like, MTV. Like, you know, it's like one of those channels, you know, when you pass through, and I see this video of her, and I'm wondering who this chick is. And I see her face, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm disturbed for some reason, you know?
Yeah, she's ugly. She got a bad fucking face. Yeah, she got a nice body. Not a perfect body, not a great body. She has a nice body.
Yeah, the body's fine, but the face and the
And her hair is kind of ugly, too, man.
her expressions too. When she's like on like David Letterman the other night, fucking Jesus Christ!
Man, how do we get into talking about this bitch? I hate her.
All right, I'm sorry.
I hate her. Anyway, so yeah, fucking. All right, so yeah, people and logic. Humans and logic somehow have become mortal enemies now in the year 2004 on the planet Earth, or at least in America. I'm not going to speak for the countries because you know what? I don't live there.
Yeah.
So. Humans and logic.
Computers have taken over for the logic part.
So oh, hey, now you don't have to think. My computer computes for me. It's like, well, it takes logic to know what buttons to push, I suppose. I
don't know. This is the left turn lane. You probably turn right here.
Yeah, sure. Gosh, don't get it. I don't fucking get it, man. Humans and, you know, what was it? Einstein said it, right?
Yeah.
That there, what was his quote, his famous quote? That there are only two things that are infinite, the universe and human stupidity, and I'm not sure about the universe. Yeah, Einstein was an Einstein, as a matter of fact. So props to Einstein. But anyway, let's get into some telecom. That was just my stupid rant about fucking IQ tests and TV and morons and fucking Lucky made it into also Jessica Simpson. So. Now you know my views on that sort of garbage. Shit, we'll call it. Oh, God, I'm feeling
from the Super Bowl.
Oh, God, don't even... Fuck you, man. Don't even bring that up again. I don't want to think about the fuck, because they're still talking about Janet Jackson's fucking tit, her fucking nipple, her fucking... God, Michael Jackson is out there sticking his cock in fucking little boys, and everybody cares about Janet Jackson's nipple. Fuck, man. They forget about him. They're like, oh, yeah, oh, he was the guy who likes to fuck 8-year-old boys, right? Yeah. We just care about her nipple. Fuck
that. Yeah.
I didn't want to see that.
She's coming back, April 10th.
Oh, God. Anyway. Any fucking way.
All right, I'll get off that talking.
Yeah, enough of that shit. But, I did have a few things. No, actually, I don't. I'm fucking sick. I don't have anything. I don't fucking know what to do. I feel like I'm going to fucking die.
What were you going to finish that sentence up with? What are you going to open your mouth saying you had a few things? Oh, no.
Well, because I did, but you know what? I didn't do anything with them because I'm sick, man. I was like, fuck, I couldn't even get on the computer. The only reason I got on was just to talk to you guys. I mean, I was going to get some stuff for the show today, but you know what? I'm sick, so fuck you.
And that's tonight's show. Good night, everybody.
That's the end. Everything is always on this show or something.
Decoder, I signed up for AdNoodle.
Oh, did you sign up for AdNoodle? Yeah, let's get the...
I have not got a single call from
them. I knew it. Did you read the thing?
10 cents.
You put 10 cents where it said to put between a quarter and 50 cents, and you put 10 cents?
Yeah. I put the lowest bid. I wanted to get every call I could.
Yeah, but it's not just the bid. It's not just the bid. It was the demographic as well. You have to fill out the questions correctly.
Yeah,
don't tell the truth on the questions. Don't tell the truth. Tell them what they want to hear for you to be the perfect A number one consumer.
Yeah, and that's what I did. Well, I told the truth about, like, what I own and, you know, what products I currently have.
No. You can't tell the truth about that. You got to just lie. You got to act like you buy everything. Everything. I buy a brand new computer every week because they come out with new stuff. You got to lie.
Well, that's what I did on the next section is where it asks about your interest in everything. I put everything.
Yeah.
And then when it asks for what companies can contact you, I tasted all those motherfuckers in there.
Well, you know, I was the actual president of the company was speaking, and he was mentioning that it's only going to take off when more people sign up. So the thing is, if you're not getting any calls, you got to tell your friends about it. You got to tell them to sign up. You have to tell everyone. Everyone needs to sign up for AdNoodle, because once everyone does, that's when the calls will start coming in.
They'll do it with any kind of phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, any phone number, as long as you can receive a call there.
That's it, man. Sign up for AdNoodle. It's probably one big scam to get, like, your phone number and personal information, but whatever. As long as you lie on it, you're good to go. You've made the shape.
It's probably just one big scam where, like, there's probably in the terms and conditions, like, if you are currently registered on a do-not-call list, you know.
This avoids that.
Yeah, then they're going to turn around and sell your number to, like, all these telemarketers, and that's the calls you'll be getting, like, 6 months later.
Yeah, well, you know what? Fucking read the terms of service. That's what you have to do. You didn't read it?
Oh, hell no.
You give your number to some fucking company and didn't read
it's my voice line, man. I don't care. I get
Oh, okay, I'm just saying.
I'll be talking on default radio. I bet you if I was at my house right now, the phone would be ringing. Every time I do default radio, someone calls me with a blocked number, and I click over and they just hang up. So yeah, shouts to you, Juan. You're probably calling my answer machine trying to hack it or something.
Yeah, right. Oh man. Ad Noodle. What's the URL for that again? AdNoodle.com?
Yeah.
AdNoodle.com. Yep, .com. It's a .com, baby, just like defaultradio.com, which doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that we announced Default Radio's premiere.
Well, we had a change. Oh, fucker, stop bitching.
Well, you know what? For the people out there, in case, you know, you had trouble seeing the site because defaultradio.com wasn't working, we still have the site on Data Machine, and you could see it with default.datamachine.net or defaultradio.tk or decoder.tk or fuckdecoder.tk. Everything I have is pointed there now for unknown reasons. I don't know why I did it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And default.31337.pl, which changes the font. It's awesome. Yep. So that's about that on the fucking bullshit URL that doesn't fucking work. You know, I'm fucking sick, man.
Anything, Decoder, besides being sick? I've been scanning out all of the glossy switch.
Yeah, I've been scanning out a lot of stuff myself, as a matter of fact, in the past few days. I started getting sick yesterday. I just thought it was something that would pass, you know. But I'm getting worse today. I don't fucking know what to do. I'm smoking up a storm. I'm drinking. I think I'm going to throw up. And nothing helps. And I'm not going to throw up. I lied. I thought I was. But, oh, man.
Well, I was going to get into the details, sort of the scan on the velocity switch.
Yeah, tell us all about that shit.
I just decided to start scanning Glossy, which is actually the Ontario Airport switch. It's actual name.
Airport switches always have good shit. If anyone ever saw my little scan of the 99XX on the JFK airport switch, there's a lot of good shit in there. Good shit.
Yeah, well, I don't have the text file in front of me, but I do have one number in particular that I wanted to share with
That's mad low when you call it. Are you on a VoIP line?
Well, right now I'm on a regular line, so it shouldn't be too low.
All right, it was mad low when you called it fucking yesterday, but yeah, you know what?
A little low.
Huh? Yeah, you sound really low. Do you want me to call that number?
Well, hold on. Let me pick up another line.
All right, well, we're waiting.
Does that sound any louder now?
Yeah, you sound much louder.
Okay.
You know, we probably didn't hear you for the whole beginning of the show. You should have done this, like, I don't know, fucking 20 minutes ago.
No, well, you couldn't, but I just didn't want to say anything because it's lucky.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't use this phone. Dude, you couldn't fucking use this phone 20 minutes ago. What's the deal?
Well, I was on my cordless because...
okay. Here's the new rules for everyone. Here's the new rules. And these are going to be very, very simple to follow rules.
Here we go with the fake rule thing.
No, these are the real rules. If you want to be on Default Radio, and I'm sure like Lucky225, the co-host, wants to be on here, if you must figure out the order of quality of telephones at your disposal. Now, if you're in your house and you have a wire phone landline, corded phone on a fucking landline, and then you have your Packet 8, which has been sucking more fucking cock than goddamn Britney Spears at fucking Mardi Gras, fucking, or you have a 1987 cordless Cobra phone, right? And those are the three phones at your disposal, right? Now this is the IQ test part. Here's the test. So now, which phone, when we're ready to record Default Radio, which phone are you going to choose? Are you going to choose A, the Packet 8 phone? Or are you going to choose B, the corded wireland copper line phone? Or are you going to choose C, the broken fucking Cobra phone with the fucking antenna broken in half and fucking all that shit that you were just talking about?
Oh, don't fucking choke on your chicken soup.
Well, you know what, Dakota? It actually depends. It would be a little bit of a fight between the cordless phone and the corded because... depends on the ringer equivalency value of both of those.
the ringer equivalency value, huh?
Yes, which would be a certain type of resistance between the two phones that that might cause the corded one to be lower.
Come on, what's the fucking RRE on your goddamn cordless phone? 0.5?
I don't know. I'd have to go look. You want me to get on the cordless and go look?
No, that's quite right. You know what? I'm going to look at what the REN on my phone is right now. REN, of course, stands for ringer equivalency number. And they go from,
whoa,
it goes from 0 to 5. Your standard caller ID box has an REN of 0. And as some people know, you really should only have no more than 5 RENs per line.
Because then it gets lower.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the REN of my Conair model FX2000A. I can't fucking find it, goddammit. The ringer equivalency is 1.0B.
That's on a Conair?
Yes.
I'm trying to find it on my Conair phone. I got it.
It's on the bottom of the fucking base.
Oh, I see
where it has the
Corporation. Ringer
equivalency
1.0, yeah.
1.0B?
Yeah, 1.0B. That's
okay.
You want me to get on that phone, see if it's any louder?
I don't know. You're good now. Why? What phone are you on now?
Well, I'm on the fax machine. There's a Conair phone right next to me. All right,
just stay on this phone. It's good. It's good. It's probably a fucking 1.0. Most normal phones are 1.0. You're good to go on it.
Okay.
All right, man. I can start talking about your scan, because I'm getting fucking sick.
Okay. Well, I was going to three-way in this one number in particular, because ran across it on a... on a very usual number that PET numbers would be in. However, usually I used to scan 99XX in the 909 area of Verizon, and I never found shit in it. But for whatever reason, I decided to scan it out on the glossy switch. I figured it's an older switch. They don't have anyone working there, really. You know, it's low maintenance. I wanted to see if there was anything in there, and this is what I came across. This is 909. 390-9901. I'll call it right now.
Well, hurry up and call the fucker. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm looking at all my phones. Connect them all. No.
No, I'm looking at the ringers over here.
They should all be one.
Like, it's well, no, they're all, like, below one except my oldest phone, and it's, like 1.2 or some shit.
Well, do you want anything above one?
Really?
One or above. But you don't want to have too many RENs on your line, as I said before.
Here, it's ringing.
All right.
Please call 5-0-start-report. All channels are normal. All alarm, press 6. Or report on channel, press 4. Program RTU class 1.
I'll try 6.
All channels are normal. Or report on all alarm class 6.
Now I'm going to try 4.
Report on. Please enter channel test. 1. Pound. Minus. Channel 1. Normal. Please enter channel test. 2. Pound. Minus. Channel 2. Normal. Please enter. Start. Sound.
I don't know. I just thought it was kind of weird.
What's RTU, remote test unit?
I have no idea.
I've
not found any documentation.
Lost DPD.
I wanted maybe some of our listeners know what this RTU is. I figured it probably stands for remote test unit. Maybe some sort of old-school DASU or something. I don't know.
No idea what that is. I've never come across anything. Huh?
You can program it by pressing 1, but it doesn't give you any instructions. So
yeah, I know. So you need some docs. I understand. Yeah, you know, fucking, I've never come across anything like that either. I actually found a number. I was scanning out something over here. Where the fuck is I scanning? This is in South Salem, New York, which is in the 914 MPA. And I came across a number. These I've found before, but I still find them kind of interesting. Let me call it up. The number I'm about to call from my scan is 914 763-9992. Hold on a second.
Oh, boy. I guess we should probably be talking, you know, during the silence.
Yeah.
So, Doug, how was your weekend?
How's the weather in Glossier?
It should pick up after the next ring. Maybe not.
9992, state
telephone number 9992. The time is 10:36 p.m. Number 1, 57 degrees. Okay. Number 2, 43 degrees. Okay. Number 3, okay. Number 4, okay. The electricity is on.
Good.
Battery condition, okay. Sound level, okay. Listen to the sound level for 60 seconds.
And if you hear that guy, that's actually the girl on Lucky's recording. They're actually married, these two.
Really?
Yeah. I bet you didn't know that. And let me hang up. I don't want to test the sound level. It sounds good. Sounds good? Everything sounds good? All right, sound level's good. Yeah, they're actually husband and wife. I bet you didn't know that.
I'm trying to pull out this baseball game. It sounds exactly like that.
You have one of them little handheld fucking...
It's from, like, the fucking 80s, where, like, it's the American team and the other team or whatever, and, like when you, like, press infield, infield out, it's the same as the exact voice.
That guy does a lot of stuff. He gets around. He does a lot of recording. It's because of his odd-sounding voice.
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
That.
His wife has the same voice. It's weird.
Double D batteries. Oh, crap, man.
What?
Or just regular D. There's no such thing as double D batteries.
There's no such thing as a double D battery. It's good to know that you're thinking about, like, tits, you know what I'm saying, instead of cock.
Ah, man. I
for a change, yeah. All right. Maybe he's thinking of double D nuts.
Okay. Yeah, I found some, or me and others actually were scanning the rest of this glossy out. Found some weird things. Actually, Doug mentioned a number to me, which he did by a total mistake, total coincidence. Because I couldn't find the central office number on one of the exchanges, and he said, well, it probably is 9234.
9245, I thought.
Talking out of his ass. No, 9234, which is also a test number, by the way. Which, it's really hard to explain without calling it. Now, it rings about 5 or 6 times, so I'm not going to call 9234. I'm going to call the more common one, which is 1110.
That didn't work for me when I tried calling it.
Well, this should pick up. It's 390-1110.
Maybe you can only call it on that switch.
Wait, which one didn't work? 1110 or 9234?
1110. Can I try calling it?
Huh?
Can I try calling it?
Try calling it. 390-1110.
Yeah, I'm going to try calling it. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I wouldn't go to the same switch because, you know, void.
Yeah, I just thought... Yeah, here we go. See, it does all kinds of weird shit. It responds to touch them. Yeah, there's no way to explain this thing except by calling it. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
What?
I think our listeners get the point.
Actually, check this out. I remember I was on a conf a while back, maybe a month ago, with Strom, Carlson, and Avid, right? And I think it was Abbott who was mentioning it. He was scanning out some stuff in the up in Massachusetts on this, you know, on the DDP conf, the 508-295 number. Well, on the, I guess it's the DMS 500 up there on some CLEC or whatever. And he was scanning out those exchanges. And apparently, most of the time, 5555 is a milliwatt. And apparently, it's not a real milliwatt. It's a fucking quiet line. Which is,
okay.
A quiet line is a milliwatt that goes to silent, as opposed to a silent line.
Yeah, silent termination, it goes to 900 ohms.
Yeah, exactly. And what happens is, after the milliwatt ends, if you press buttons, it starts playing noises like that.
Weird.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I could probably call one up. No, I don't want to have the milliwatt playing, but anybody out there, just look up that CLEC, where 508-295 is one of the exchanges, 781-382 is another one, and just check out 5555. That's usually where they put the milliwatt. And let it play out. It goes for about 10 seconds or something, a little less. And then start hitting buttons. And it sounds kind of like that 909-390-1110 that Lucky just...
Yeah, which is also 9234 will go the same thing.
But it rings about five times, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Yeah, it's fucking bad.
So I scanned out all on 92XX looking for other weird kind of test numbers. Didn't really find anything except the standards, which 9298 and 9297 in GTE Verizon territory usually go to a silent termination also.
Yeah.
And speaking of silent terminations, there's another silent, which is a true silent, on 909-390-0003, which is, as you know, the high number right above 0002, which was a milliwatt. Now, you know, Scott used to tell us that 1118 and 1119 were loops, and usually when you call an old Verizon exchange with 1118 or 1119, you usually get a reorder nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking that they'd probably, I think they changed it after a while to 0002 and 0003, or maybe those were just like another loop test, but I think those used to be loops.
Perhaps. I know that 1118 and 1119 were the loops in Cali back in the days.
Yeah, but I think 0002 and 0003 might have also been loops. Guasi is the only...
What's that noise in the background? Doug, what are you doing?
Sorry. It's not on the recording, but I'm in the background playing the basketball, so I'm trying to get that voice.
Just fucking stop, man. Jesus Christ, you're sitting there playing a fucking handheld fucking video game. What's wrong with you? You've got a lot of fucking nerve, man. You really do. Swear to God, man. Anyway. So, yeah, okay, 0002, 0003 fucking might have been loops. 1118, 1119 were loops. We all know this. That's why the SoCal was on those numbers, and that's why Scott had the milliwatt on one side and the silent one on the other side to make it authentic, which we explained on episode 10, which was the SoCal episode, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Oh, but...
Okay, so Guasti scan. I'm gonna post it up online in a little bit. I'm not on my computer right now.
Yeah.
So once I get to it, I'm gonna post it on Verizon Fears. It'll probably be like Guasti.txt or something.
Oh, so horseshit. GuastiCO.txt.
Yeah. That's what we're gonna talk about.
Quest.
Talk about Quest. Yeah.
Now is what we were talking about it before. Is what you're going to get into, it's the fucking security screen?
No. Well, yeah, that's one of the features you can control with this certain 800 number that I'm about to release. Toll-free number, I should say, rather.
Yeah, exactly.
but with the certain toll-free number, it's called the Quest Update Center. And it basically allows you to control all these services that you currently have on your phone. Call forwarding, call waiting, caller ID, privacy screen or security screen or whatever they want to call it.
Privacy matter.
Turn all these things. Yeah, you can turn all these things on or off just by simply calling this toll-free number, and you enter your phone number and your PIN, just like on Verizon.
Yeah.
Always be on default out here. Because no one in Quest even knows about this 800 number.
The same fucking thing with the Verizon call intercept.
Yeah. Only this one lets you control more services.
Well, actually, with the Verizon call intercept, as I said in the article, that 800-527-7070 number was originally used in the former GTE states over here on the East Coast for what was something called CallGate. And... that had a lot more features, which I would imagine if you found somebody with the call gate and you called up that the good old fucking 800 number and their shit was on default, I'd imagine you can control everything. And it actually with the Verizon stuff, you can control it almost makes you the admin of the dial phone. You could block or unblock 900 and international calls. You could whitelist or blacklist certain numbers or all numbers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you just make everything just fucking my whitelist. These two numbers can call me. Nothing else can get through. Fucking, it's all sorts of, you could not be taking calls from anyone. There's all sorts of crazy shit you could do with the call gate. As for the old Bell Atlantic states, which is where I am, apparently this number is only controlling the call intercept because we don't have those Verizon advanced services that they speak of, just the call intercept.
Yeah, and I've noticed that with Bell Atlantic, they seem to suck on the services.
Yeah, right? Bell Atlantic, they don't have all that good shit, man. It fucking pisses me off.
I remember when I was in my old apartment in Ontario, when I actually had a landline in my name and everything. We signed up for the service called Star 64, which I thought would have been a great use at Hope, if we could get this service on Hope, which, you
but
know...
But Bell Atlantic didn't have it.
Yeah, but Bell
what
Atlantic
was it, by the way?
It.
What was it?
It was a service that only numbers that you specify can call your house, nothing else.
Yeah, like I said about the GTE, the old GTE states with the blacklist and the whitelist.
Yeah, it's basically a whitelist number. If anyone else calls, it says, this number is not accepting calls, just like you call blocked them with
yeah.
60. But it's for everyone.
We don't have Star 60 either.
Yeah. Well, that's just great.
Yeah, we don't have all that clash yet. Bell Atlantic is a piece of work, I gotta say. Especially New York Tel, man, fucking, oh, God. You don't even want to know. Like I said, with this call intercept shit, it's like, at least in the other old Bell Atlantic states, when you want to fucking break into somebody's fucking, into their fucking call intercept, you at least have to spoof their number. Kind of like remote call forwarding services, like that.
Yeah.
You have to actually call from that number, so either call Beige Box or spoof it. But fucking here, New York Tel, man, you just call it up and enter the number. They don't care where you're calling from. They don't really give a shit.
Well, then again, it is New York. I mean, you could be calling from anywhere.
That's fucked up, but I just call it up, you know, from a payphone. I opt-divert to it, whatever, and, you know. And I, like I said, I already tried it. I tried calling from a calling card, which passed, like, a fucking number in goddamn Colorado. And I called that 8, and boom, right into it. They didn't care that I was calling from New York or not.
Well, and that's the same way this number is that you kind of get sidetracked. This number from Quest is, you can call from wherever you want, and the first thing it'll ask you for, please enter your phone number. Enter the phone number. Please enter your password. Default, 1234.
Is it? Well, that's better than 1111, I guess.
Yeah.
it's not quite as good as, like, the Verizon thing with the last four of your phone number. That throws a lot of people off.
Yeah, right.
It does. It's confusing.
Alright. Well, that's it. It's default to 1234. And here's the phone number, by the way. It would be 888, the area code of the phone number that you want to own. For instance, Oregon would be 503, so we'll use that as the example.
Of course, an area code that's controlled by Quest.
Yeah. And so we'll use this as the example number, 888-503-8052, and of course, if it was in a different area code, you call 888
whatever
909-8052.
If Quest fucking worked there, more likely
yeah.
It'll 888-505 or 888-319 or whatever.
Whatever. Last four is 8052. Yeah. Prefix is the area code of the number.
Yep.
Password 1234.
And you're in.
And that's the default tip of the week.
Yeah. Default tip of the week is the Quest. Insecurity manager screeny thing of the chick.
I think we should be coming up with tips of the week for.
You know what though? You know what I find really really amusing. All these things that are supposed to keep you more your phone line more secure, are making them what?
More insecure.
Yeah, it's insecure.
Kind of like computers.
Well, it's just like car alarms. You get an alarm for your car so that if someone tries to break into it, it won't start and the alarm will go off so you know they're breaking into it. But you know what? When you get that alarm for your car, you also get keyless entry. You know, there's a reason that you have a key for your car.
Yeah, no shit, bro.
Despite the fact that, they could just use a screwdriver to get in, the key is specifically designed to open your door, not a screwdriver.
Yeah, it's not going to break it. A screwdriver will just break it.
Yeah, But if you make it so easy that they don't even need a screwdriver, they can just press a button and now the car opens. And the ones I like the best are the ones that you can start the engine remotely from your wireless remote.
That's awesome.
Just open the door. Why don't you just let the clerk open the door and start your engine without touching anything?
Yeah.
That's real fucking smart there, kids.
So we know what's up. Fucking making things secure makes it more insecure. That's the fucking way of the world, and that's why this show exists.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I mean, that's why we do what we do, because...
I'll pull open your garage door.
I'm just saying, man, it's the irony of it all is quite fucking amusing.
And speaking of garage doors, I wonder how many of those are on default with all
no
shit.
Down. I can get right into your house, I can kill your family. It's awesome.
In my house, you have to enter an 18-digit password.
Yeah, it's your phone number plus fucking 1111111.
It's my ESN.
Your ESN, there you go. Idiot. It's your ESN twice.
My ESN and my social.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, you want leave it on default. I'm going to fucking come into your house with a garage, I'm going to kill your family, and you'll never know what the fuck happened.
And they'll be dead.
Yep.
You did.
Goddamn people. I swear, man. So, yeah, what's this Quest thing called again, by the way?
Oh, it was called a Quest Update Center.
The Quest Update Center. So that they're trying to say that if you want to update somebody else's phone service.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
888 XXX 8052. Well, not XXX. I think the first one would have to be an N, since there's no area codes that start with a 0 or 1.
All right. Are you going to get into variables with me?
Yes, I am. And actually, well, yeah, never mind. It wouldn't even really...
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be NXX.
What's it going to be, then?
It's MPA, jerk.
Whatever.
888 MPA.
8052.
Yeah, 8052. So wherever you want to own someone. You want to own someone in fucking in Arizona? Fucking.
888-602-8052.
888-928-8052.
Good old Quest.
Yeah, fuck Quest, man. They spell it wrong anyway.
Yeah, and their security screen bullshit. You enter any phone number you want.
Yeah, right? It's like, please enter the phone number you're calling from. So, okay, yeah, that's good. 202.
The reason I got this thing is so that you can't call me.
Yeah, no shit. Now you can just enter any phone number you want. What a fucking load of horseshit, man. I swear to God. Yeah. Fucking people and their security to make things more insecure. It's just the standard backward logic that I would expect from humans.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots, man. Nothing.
And we wonder why they can't get the circle into the square.
Yeah, you know? Into the trapezoidal thingy.
Yeah.
Circle is the square. I love that show. Anyway. Yeah. This is fucking standard fare default radio, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I fucking know, man. It's getting kind of late. I don't know. I did want to call. I got another number I want to call, as a matter of fact. Because I always like the old fucking, the goddamn recordings that have been sitting there for 700,000 years. Before even telephones were invented, they had these recordings there. And I'm going to call one up right now. This number is a fucking, what the fuck is it? 516-783-9999. I'm going to call it up right now. Don't say nothing, it takes a while.
The NYMEX Small Business Center for Long Island is presently closed. The hours of operation are Monday to Friday from 9 to 5, excluding holidays. If there is an emergency, please call repair service by dialing 516-890-6611.
And that, of course, was 9X.
Now, is NYMEX the original company that brought that voice into play? I was kind of wondering about that.
Yeah, it's the NYMEX pitch.
So every time I hear one of those and trying to claim Verizon or
Telegram. Well, that might be the New York Tel pitch, as a matter of fact, that particular one. You know who knows? Fucking, I'll mention him again. You know who would know that? Strom Carlson. He'll know who that is. Ask him. That number again is 516-783-9999. I think it's the New York Tel bitch. I don't fucking know.
Now, does the 9999, if he called you in business hours, will someone pick up there?
No, that is, once again, everybody asked me that. If I let it play out, you would have heard that it would play out for a second time and turn into a reorder.
Hmm.
It's not a real number. It's just a test recording.
I just don't understand why it rings so many times.
I don't know either. That's fucking weird. You know, it's this switch, actually. All the test numbers I found on this switch, which weren't that many, ring out like that.
Weird.
Yeah, it's just a switch. It's, you know, I think it's a DMS. Someone can go look that up. I think it's a DMS, though.
Yeah. It's just like all these glossy test numbers I found, too, that ring out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird.
I don't know what the hell's up with that.
Some switches are good, and it just goes straight to the fucking shit. But, yeah, so, you know, I don't know, man. I'm really fucking sick still. I haven't got up and fucking vomited yet, but I don't know. I think it's time to wrap this show up. We're going to have to go short. We're not going to take any calls. Do we have any...
We don't have any voicemail or email.
We don't have any voicemail. We have a voicemail, but he leaves a name. I don't know if he wants me to drop out of the show.
What happened?
There's a voicemail from someone, but he leaves a name, and I don't know if he wants to drop that on the show or not.
Well, we...
You know what? Fuck it. If someone's calling that number, they should know that it's going to be played on the show. We're not going to be respecting people's privacy. If they leave their call,
I already listened to it. It's Fractal. So just in case, we're not gonna play it. Big shouts to Fractal. He left a voicemail. He was asking something about IRC and stuff. Doug, if you want, you could call. I'm going to call it up and I'm going to play it. And I'm going to cut it off right before he says his name. All right.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Mark, you stop bitching.
Well, I don't understand it. I mean,
well, you know, maybe not everyone knows. They see the number on the website. They're not going to be, if I don't have a warning that says, warning, this is going to be played on the show.
Oh, it should. And in fact, as soon as our server gets back up, it's going to say that.
All right, well, I'll be sure to make a note of it when I get the new layout working and everything, and the email and everything.
Menu. To play your messages, press 1. To personal... Save message, Wednesday, 3:39 p.m.
Yo, what up, Default Radio? It's Fractal here. Just thought I'd drop you a line. Where do you guys hang out on IRC? Because that's the best form contacting me. You can always call me on AIM, though.
Okay. So big shouts to fucking Fractal. I don't know. We didn't get the email?
No, email. The email server's kind of been down, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
DNS switching and everything.
Oh, so no. So anybody who sent anything at defaultradio.com, it hasn't gotten to us.
Right. But have you got an email?
No.
Fucking great.
No. Because everybody's sending stuff to defaultradio.com, which you should have secured and made sure it worked before we gave it out. So that's another thing for everyone to know. Anything you sent to defaultradio.com in the past week or so, we haven't gotten it. So.
Oh, hold on. I just signed on AIM. I'm getting tons of shit from people. G.I. Joe wants us to read his email that he sent to Doug.
The email's down, so.
The email's down. We didn't get it.
Yeah, the hosting is still switching, you know, we've got new stuff to do. But once you get that on default.com, the new site and everything, you'll...
And now people are bitching because there's no call-ins.
Yo, I'm sick. You're lucky there was a show. Fuck it.
And Kirst wants to be on the air also, since we promised him that he'd be on the air this week.
I never did that. I want to go, man. I'm fucking sick. Tell everybody to shut the fuck up and deal with it. I'm sick. I want to go. Look, we had that one voicemail from Fractal. Big shots to Fractal. We got no email because the fucking goddamn @defaultradio.com emails have not got to us. If you sent any, well, shit, I hope you saved it. Send it again. My email is decoder@oldschoolfreak.com. Lucky's email is lucky225@2600.com, and the show email is defaultradio@linuxmail.org. Doug, you got any shouts?
Nah.
No? Okay, Lucky, you got any shouts?
Yeah, I got to shout to Kurt, who's bitching at me because we supposedly didn't clear his name, even though we did that in the beginning of the
week. We cleared your name, Kurt. We said that you were a cool guy. You've been on this show. I wasn't even sure what you did to get banned from the BinRev forums because I didn't see the post. Nobody ever asked me about you, and I didn't even know if it was the same Kurt. You never said anything to me about
I'm
it on
air. Sorry. If you're bad on the forums, there's obviously a reason. Don't bitch.
Okay, and fucking... Who else you got? Any more shouts, Lucky?
Shouts to Joe,
obviously.
Shouts to Joe, too. I
haven't
heard from
him.
I got
shouts.
What the hell? I'm in Iraq, I think.
Oh, no.
You mean
Scott?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
you didn't say that.
Scott
Free.
Yeah, Scott Free. Shouts to Scott Free.
Who else did we get shouts at?
Well, I got a shout to Voodoo Hall, of course, for getting us on DDP Hack Radio.
Yeah, most definitely shouts to Voodoo Hall for sending all
of us. Shouts to Non Theory to bring common sense into my mind about how to get a modem to stay on my line.
Yeah, yeah. Non Theory always has to inject some common sense into you sometimes, Doug.
Yeah,
it's sometimes you have to inject other stuff, though, into you, which we won't talk about on the air.
Okay.
All right, and my shout...
Captain Jack is messaging me now.
Oh, Captain Jack? Yeah, tell him I'm sorry that we didn't take a call, and I'm just really fucking sick. I'm going to fuck
Oh, wait. He got a PDF on the remote test game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Send that over to...
I'm trying to tiny URL with it as fast as I can. Hold on.
Okay, quickly.
I'm trying to. My fucking computer's being like so slow. Oh, man.
Quickly, I just want to give my shouts and go. Doug, did we start playing the music yet?
Yeah.
I hate that shit, man. Whatever. I don't care. Want to play. You're listening to Marilyn Manson. The song is called Down in the Park. It's a Gary Numan cover. If nobody knows Gary Numan, that's the dude who did that song, Cars. Here in my car, I feel safe as of all, blah, blah, blah.
Here in my car.
Yeah, I didn't want you to sing it. That's why I didn't sing it. The only way to live in cars. Well, the song is Down in the Park by Marilyn Manson, which you're listening to right now. In case you can't find it online, which it was quite easy to find it, it's on the Lunchbox EP. Did you get that tiny URL yet?
Yeah, I'm getting it right now.
And just to remind everyone, as I said, fucking every all music you hear on Default Radio, I own a physical bought-in-the-store CD of it. I'm not against fucking pirating music, but I'm just letting everybody know out there that every single song you hear on this show is out of my personal physical CD collection that I bought in the store. What's the tiny URL?
Okay, the tiny URL is tinyurl.com/2c9ha. That's 2c as in Charlie, 9, H as in Henry, A as in Adam.
2 Charlie 9 Henry Adam.
Yeah.
Okay, tinyurl.com/2Charlie9HenryAdam is where you can find that PDF, thanks to fucking Captain Jack. Big shout. And that's apparently on this RTU thing, which I had assumed it's the remote test unit, but we'll just have to go find out. And my shouts, of course, definitely big shouts to Voodoo Howl, to Snag Dog. And like I said, this is Default Radio on the new DDP Hack Radio stream server. And just like all the time, just like everyone knows, whether it's your voicemail, whether it's your fucking garage door, no matter what the fuck it is, everything. It's always on default. And you motherfuckers know why. So we can break into that shit and have fun. Later. We're back for 2 seconds here. Like I said, the whole fucking show. I'm fucking sick. I'm dying, okay? I wanted to end the show quick. That's all I wanted to do. I went longer than I wanted to. So don't fucking bitch about not taking fucking call-ins. Just be around fucking next week and we will. You know, this could have easily been fucking a rerun tonight, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to do it, fucking somebody forced me to do it. So just remember that, you know. Don't bitch about fucking taking Collins. The fuck out of here. You want to take Collins? Do your own fucking show. Screw you. Later.